FM.
We have some breaking news. Ravi the red panda has made a daring escape from Adelaide Zoo and was recaptured in Botanic Park yesterday. Our reporter Andrew Costello was on the scene.
Yep.
Andrew, why were you on the scene?
Yeah. A lot of people at work this morning are saying to me, how on earth did you end up on the scene when they shot the panda out of the tree?
Of all the people in South Australia, of all the places you could be, the Permian Tunnel, you're more likely to win lotto, but somehow, somehow, you were right there next to the Harry Butler vet with the dart gun.
You guys are going to love this. So there I was. I was having lunch at Tea Chow in Chinatown, and it was my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, darling. Sorry I didn't get you anything. It was always next year. And we were having lunch there, and my mum was there, the mother-in-law was there, our two girls were there, and my wife. We were just finishing up lunch, and I said to the girls, to save you walking, I'll go and get the car. Nice thing to do, I hear you say. Yeah, sure. I got back and I was waiting for them in the car, and then I thought I'd just go on Facebook. On the Channel 7 News Adelaide page, I saw Panda Bear escaped. So I see them walking up towards the car. So I get out of the car and I go, Matilda! She's like my bindi errand of my daughters. I'm like, she's like, what? I go, there's a panda that's escaped the zoo! Get on a scooter! Oh, she's like, what? Panda! I go, yes! So I give Sam the car keys. I go, you drive, though, you drive. We're going to find this panda.
Oh, my God.
So Tilly and I jump on a scooter, and my wife's like, you can't be serious, Cozzy. And by this point, I'm already doing up my helmet. Okay, you bet me serious. So we went flat out, 14 k's an hour, all the way to Plane Tree Drive, where it was last sighted, and that's where we saw them set up trying to shoot the panda out of the tree.
When you arrived there,
were
there other crazy panda watchers, or was it just the two of you?
7, 9 and 10, the newsers were all there.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, God, I can get heaps closer than they are. So then I've parked my scooter under the tree. And I've taken my helmet off, and then I got moved on. So we're going to have to ask you to move to the other side of the road. I'm like, mate, it's a red panda. What is it, armed? Like, what's it going to do, shoot me?
Hang on, who moved you on?
The zoo people.
Oh, the zoo people.
Who did a great job, and I respect that they needed some space. But at the time, it looked like a good spot to park the scooter.
I could see you getting a tranquilizer dart in the back.
Hey, wouldn't you love it if this morning we were like, hey, where's Cos this morning? Oh, he's in an enclosure at the zoo.
Yeah. I had to take him to Monado.
Pretty awkward when I pulled up, and one of the kids yelled out, Mummy, not just a red panda escape. Look, there's a hippo too. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.